Okay, it's Saturday morning, and it's time for me to explain to everybody this whole Jonathan Colton, Baby Got Back, Glee controversy and what it means. Part of this is me explaining some of copyright law, how this affects some things, and part of this is to explain why I'm absolutely furious about this issue. First of all, let me explain what happened for those of you who don't aren't aware. Jonathan Colton legally bought a compulsory license to cover Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Therefore, he could sell it on his website, and so he did his own arrangement. It was kind of this slower, kind of acoustic folk thing. It was a novelty. It was kind of funny, and so he legally was able to do that. In a couple weeks ago, it surfaced that Glee used his arrangement, and now it's kind of surfacing that they used part of his audio from his original arrangement in the episode that aired last night, or whatever last night was when I read this tweet. Could have been Thursday. I don't know. I don't watch the show. And so what's happening is that they did this without any recourse, without any kind of crediting or any of that. So essentially a very big, large, rich organization stole the intellectual property of an underdog and used it without any kind of credits. Now, let me explain a little bit about copyright law so you see how this works. Under copyright law, anybody can cover any song. So you see I put those covers up of Collide by Sound, you know, on SoundCloud or whatever I've been doing. I can legally do that as long as I'm not selling them. If I want to sell it, I have to buy a compulsory blanket license. If I'm putting it on CD, they call that a mechanical license. So anybody can cover anything. And so as long as I'm not stealing the actual sound recording, like I can't use karaoke tracks and sing over them and put them on SoundCloud because I don't own the sound recordings. So what has happened here is the law is very gray about Jonathan Colton's arrangement being used in Glee without his credit. But where it's not gray is the fact that they have used parts of his actual audio. And so that goes into a sound recording violation. Because he made a cover of that song, it is now considered a new work. And there is a sound recording associated with it. On the more kind of philosophical part of this, you know, it's they could have just, all they could have done was they could have posted it on their blog that they appreciated, you know, being able to use this. They could have just let him know. It wasn't even about paying him for it. It was about letting him know, hey, we'd love to use this under Creative Commons. They are allowed to use it. And they could have linked to his website on their blog, and they said, you know, could have just done a couple of things, and we wouldn't be dealing with this. But here we are. There's a million people who watched Glee and have no idea where that arrangement came from, and that's what pisses me off. And so I just wanted to clear up what this whole thing is about. I posted an article to Wired. You can read that. You know, for those of you who know Jonathan Colton's music, he's a really lovable guy. The guy deserves the credit, for Christ's sake. Have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.